Oh.
His director's acceptance speech was amazing.
We got a beer. We got another one.
I just snagged a Dr. P, yo. If that's okay.
Double penetration. Dr. Penetration.
Hello and welcome to Foire.
Foire.
Hello and welcome to Foire.
Foire. Foire.
Low and welcome. Low and welcome. Low and welcome to Foire.
Doom, 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 doom.
Giving our thoughts on movies. Giving all we got to rate them. That's all I got. I did not think this through at all.
I was going to join in and help you out, but I wanted to watch you sing.
That's exactly what I wanted.
I wanted to watch you sing.
Sorry, I was taking that bass for a walk.
It was literally the best part of this entire podcast so far. So I do not begrudge you.
I disagree. I thought it was best when you said hello and welcome to Foire.
Keeping the bar high, guys.
All downhill from there.
Three times.
Speaking of which, everyone, mark one of your free squares.
Free squares?
On
the
your best. On your Foire go
cards. Is it the one that says Cool Hand Luke?
No, because I haven't said that yet.
Oh, right.
You haven't said what?
Let me explain.
Wait, we're watching Foire?
Let me explain.
What? How haven't we done that yet?
Please let me explain. Guys, here at From Under a Rock, we bring each other out from under the
No, it's okay. You got this. You got this.
Ryan is having a stroke. Also giving birth. He might die again.
I got this.
The proverbial rock.
The proverbial rock. Hold on. Can I say something real quick?
Please.
Speaking of the rock, you guys, Hercules. He's going to be Hercules. He's going to be Hercules.
The Rock is going to be Hercules?
Yeah, in an upcoming movie.
Can I finish explaining?
I just want to... There's going to be a musical number in this, and I know...
I'm on my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there
someday. Wait, no, he got his own.
I know, I don't care. The song is too
good.
The song, I can't not sing.
Yeah.
I knew.
Roger Bart sang
that. If I can please explain now.
Yeah, you can.
Guys, just check always off and then never explain them.
Apart from reviewing movies, we also have a challenge. This week's challenge.
Challenge.
Is I have given each of the other members of Foire a Foirgo scorecard, which is like bingo, except instead of the letters B-I-N-G-O, you have columns representing each of the other members of Foire. Now,
and it's a Coen Brothers movie starring Francis McDormand
that
and Steve Buscemi.
I thought about waiting, but then I decided not to. I thought about waiting until I picked Fargo, but then I decided not to.
Wait, you what? You waited? You thought you'd
wait? I thought about waiting until I picked the movie Fargo to watch on the podcast, but then I decided not to
because I
didn't have any other ideas for challenges. So you have to, each of the other members of Foire has to get the other, their peers to say the things in their respective columns, filling out the scorecard. My column includes the phrase, hello and welcome to Foire. Which means they all get to fill in the center free square. A row is worth 5, columns are 10 points, and blackout is 50. This is in addition to the regular points that I will be awarding throughout. Speaking of which, Steven, minus 2 points for eating during the podcast.
I'm sorry, I felt bad about eating. Michael, did you want any food? Do you want a snack? James?
Hey, James.
I'm all
James.
Right. Don't eat anything.
James.
Please.
Nope, that's all right. I already got my point.
James. Okay. James.
Yes.
Question for you.
What's that?
Wheaties. That cereal.
Yes.
It's good, right?
I don't think I've ever had it, actually.
Never had it?
I've never had Wheaties.
Do you know what they say about it?
What, the slogan?
Yeah.
Of Wheaties? Actually, I don't.
It's breakfast of champions.
Is it? Is that true?
Do you think it is?
Do I think it's the breakfast of champions? In which case, no, I don't. Quit that. Stop it. I'm helping everybody else win.
James, how has your past week been?
It's been fine. I was in San Diego for most of the time, actually. So
I'd
never been.
You went to see your family? Right?
Yeah, my family was in, well, my dad and my mom at least were in San Diego, and they were filming stuff, and I basically just took the entire week and just lounged about the city and explored it. I had never been, so it was cool.
Your parents film stuff.
Yes, freelance
pornography.
Stuff. Yes, pornography freelance.
I think I've seen a couple of theirs. Mm.
They're real good.
I mean, they're behind camera.
They're pretty good.
Just putting it out there.
They're real good.
It's, I mean, it's amateur for sure. But
No. They do the whole thing, the whole shebang.
I'd hit that. I would. Steven?
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah. Anything else particularly interesting?
Just watching a lot of Adventure Time. Steven, what's your favorite Adventure Time character?
The Green Ranger.
Does that count?
Nope.
Nope, that doesn't count. Steven, who's your favorite? Come on. Come on. Who's
oh, he's right. I'm wearing
Is it black. Finn? Is it Finn?
It's the Black Ranger.
Is it Jake? Is it Finn or Jake? Is it Princess Bubblegum? Is it Lemonhead, whatever his name is?
I'm so hard right here.
Is it, hold on, no, I'm trying to think of other characters. Is it the vampire chick?
This is totally derailing the podcast.
Steven, how about you? How's your past week been?
Pretty good. Nothing too much happened. Just taking it easy, waiting for the cast to come off. Capturing old TSDV tapes.
What cast? This?
The cast
I don't
of
think
all
you
know
it's the cast of Friends.
Oh, what are they coming off of?
They're coming off of a very successful 10 season run. But it ended like 13 years ago.
10 years
is
ago.
Is it still coming off when they've had less successful careers in the 10 years since then?
Certainly not for Jennifer Aniston.
But it as an aggregate, I would say their careers have been less than successful.
Have you
their post Friends careers.
Have you seen Cougar Town?
Yes, I have. What's your point?
Courtney Cox has been very successful.
That
also,
show,
David Schwimmer?
That show hasn't really been particularly successful.
David Schwimmer?
What about him?
He's still alive.
Which one was he?
He was Ross.
I still don't know which one. I've seen like 3 episodes of that show ever.
You skipped the 90s.
I literally did. I might as well have. Anything else interesting, Steven?
I have an interesting thing.
Not really. I'll pass it
don't
on.
Don't interrupt, Michael.
Talking to you.
Don't interrupt, Michael. -2 points, Michael.
All right.
Nope. Can't think of anything, Michael.
My dog died a few days ago.
You can have 2 points back, Michael. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Is that it? Is that the price?
James,
is that
he
the
just
that
said,
dog?
"Let's have a moment of silence." Respect Cuddles.
Who did?
Oh, my boss's dog's name is Cuddles. Silence, ready?
That was a good moment.
That's a good moment.
Thank you.
It's perfect.
Was that it?
Yeah, anything else you want to say about that? Or
I mean,
eulogize
she,
a little bit?
She was 16, so she lived quite a long time for a dog. Or almost 16, but...
It's pretty good.
Still sad.
She was 100 and something in dog years. I can't do math.
I want to say that's a myth that the times seven rule for dog years. I want to say that's not true.
Oh, it's probably different for every breed. It's probably like 5 to 7.
She outlived the average of her breed by, I think, 2 years is what Wikipedia said.
She had a good
way
run.
Way to go, Cuddles. Why don't we have, you know, screw this moment of silence stuff. Round of applause.
Yeah, all right, Cuddles.
Good job.
Also, WrestleMania 30 was this past weekend, and it was, in my opinion, the best WrestleMania of all time, so much so that it will be a future pick of mine.
For real?
For real. There were lots of good stories told.
Okay. Actually kind of look forward to that.
Yeah.
Have you seen all 30 of them?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, not as they aired. I wasn't around 30 years ago, but since WrestleMania 17, I have been a fan and watched every year.
Wait, you don't have to watch things live?
No.
You don't have to watch things while you're alive?
No. No, actually, I'm going to have a casket with a TV on the roof.
That's a really good
idea. Which is actually super wasteful because I'm going to be cremated.
You know, I don't want to be cremated just in case you can feel it, you know? Like just on the off chance that there is some like spiritual connection to your body still. And you can,
I've even, thought about that too.
Even actually. If I'm the only one who can ever do that, I don't want to be cremated just in case. And so I think that it would be a good idea to have a TV also just in case.
Just in case you're like buried alive and you're like, well, you know what? I'll at least watch some
or
6 feet
like,
under on the way
or
out.
Like buried undead. Cause like you're just stuck down there forever.
Oh
you know,
yeah.
At least you'll just have a TV. You know?
Yeah.
You will probably still go crazy.
You know what? You'll actually probably be a more sophisticated zombie. Especially if you have like episodes of Frasier playing or something. You'll be real cultured.
It'll be totally, like, you can't move your arms to change the channel or anything. So hopefully it's not stuck on UPN or something like that.
Doesn't UPN show Star Trek? Is UPN even still a thing?
I thought UPN was not even a thing.
It's not even a thing anymore. Yeah. They used to show Star Trek Next Gen.
UPN, I believe, merged and became My Network TV or CW or something like that.
That's right. I think it merged with WB and became CW.
Yeah, I was watching a Family Guy episode where they were like talking about how crappy UPN's programming was, and I was like, wow, that takes this episode.
UPN also referenced in one of our past episodes of 4, because it was in Clerks the Animated Series.
For one thing, UPN would probably never show a movie like Cool Hand Luke, the 1967 classic. Yes, that is another free space, guys.
Awesome. Cool Hand Good Luke. Job. More like Cool Hand Duke, because he was the king of that jail.
You're an idiot.
I saved that pun.
What's the matter with him? What is the matter with him? Steven, say something along the lines of, what's the matter with you? What's the matter? Specifically, say something that's exactly the words, what's the motto with you? Because I don't know how to segue that into an actual sentence.
Gosh, you guys are so bad at this.
I don't know. I thought mine had a good setup.
So I made you guys watch the 1967 seminal classic Cool Hand Luke, starring Paul Newman in probably one of his most iconic roles, for sure. It's up there with The Sting and Butch Cassidy, I would say. Yeah, I hadn't seen this movie in quite a long time. At the time that I watched it, I remember thinking that it was probably in my top 10 favorites of all time. I would like to hear how you guys felt about it this juncture.
Who would like to go first?
Who would like to start, please?
I will go first. It was a very interesting movie. It did a really good job of kind of putting the audience in their shoes, I thought. Like, I have family in like a farm town in Southern Illinois that looks a lot like the setting of this movie. So watching this whole thing, I was like, oh, I remember like those stormy days or those really hot days out in the like middle of nowhere. I wasn't tarring roads, but the movie did a really good job of getting me into it and feeling the atmosphere of it. And an extremely well acted movie too. I really can't say much more. It was just really good acting. I couldn't find any flaws with it. But I did have a problem. I had a couple problems with it, and I'm sure, I don't know about the other two, but I'm sure Ryan will disagree with me. It was, you know, well shot and everything, but not a lot happened for me. Like,
no, I don't disagree.
Okay, interesting. Because I watched this movie, short synopsis, Luke is drunk at the beginning of the movie, just hitting parking meters. Cops arrest him. He goes to jail for 2 years. He has a short 2-year sentence. The warden even comments on it like, oh, that's, you know, not much. 2-year sentence. You're in the war. Kind of hints that things should be easy for him. And then
it's an interesting conversation. 2 years isn't much. You were in the war.
You were in the war. Well, this should be
well,
easy.
Goodbye.
For you. Well, bye. And for a good chunk, like half or most of the film, he's like, you see him like buddy up with the other guys, like this one big guy. What was his name? The guy who fights him.
Dragline,
who at first is
or hates Clarence, him. I think is his real name.
Clarence Dragline. At first hates him.
Wait, Dragline was not
name.
His
Mr.
real
Dragline.
Name.
Dragline.
At first hates him, but then Luke befriends him and he becomes like his best friend. So I'm like, dude, he's got like everything going for him in this jail as far as you can in a jail. Like he could. He's definitely not hungry. He could just be like, hey, I want 50 eggs. And they'll be like, all right, there you go. So he's not, you know, not too much to complain about. Then his mom dies. I understand he's sad about that. Mm-hmm. I understand that the jail, and I actually maybe don't understand this, so you can clear this up for me if I didn't catch everything. The jail, the warden puts him in the box in case he's going to escape while he's grieving to go to his mother's funeral. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Correct. So that's a little harsh. And after he gets out of the box, after the funeral, after she's buried and in the ground, he just starts making escape after escape. And every time they bring him back, life gets harder and harder for him until in the last escape, he's shot dead. Sad. But I'm like,
you should write synopses for IMDb, Steven.
I should. Yeah, at the end of it.
Sad.
Sad.
Period.
Just sad. Cool Hand Luke. Sad. I finished that movie. I'm like, I don't really feel bad for him. He brought it on himself. Like, yeah, one night in the box is, you know, that kind of sucks. Right? But you know what?
I think it was more than one night, actually.
Was it?
Because they said we're going to wait until her body's in the ground.
That's right.
And that usually takes a couple days. I actually want to talk a little bit about that. But if you, I'd like you to finish your thought.
So I just don't feel bad for him. It's just, he doesn't, I don't know, he really just brings on himself and ruins like a pretty comfortable, like compare this to the prison in, what was the other one we watched with Morgan Freeman?
The Shawshank Redemption.
I was going
to
bring that up.
Yeah, too. Compared to Shawshank Redemption, I would not want to be stuck in that prison. The guards are really abusive. He has like the three or four guys who keep trying to rape him, and the warden starts to like become this really twisted guy the more he knows him. This one, everyone's cool, you know? He's got like 49 buddies, and the warden and everyone else in charge kind of think he's a cool guy too. They talk and chat with him and are rooting for him to like consume 50 eggs. They obviously care about him. I just don't get, I don't know, I didn't feel sorry for him.
They really do, yeah. And after he's gone, he's all they can talk about or think about too. It's I agree. I think it's a little bit, his motive is a little bit suspect. Not sure what James.
Sorry, I kind of went into a spasm there.
James, did you have an opinion about the film?
I just think that, you know, like it's not such a bad gig, you know? You got 50 eggs whenever you want them.
Which is all I want.
Which is really all you need.
I can only ever get 12.
You get 50 eggs whenever you want them. You get a nice cot with a bunk mate that's probably, you know, whacking it. But then you're working all day and you're just like out there and you've got your little scythe and you're just there all day. Sure, it's a little hot. You get a tan, whatever. And, you know, it's good exercise. And you could say that they're working until the come home. Until the...
The crows. Come home. The crows?
No. It starts with a C.
Says you can't go home? Is that it?
No. It's you work out there until the come home. I just can't place my finger
dogs.
On it.
The claws.
We're dealing with the right amount of letters here.
That really hot chick. Till that really hot chick comes home.
Oh, the one really who was washing chick? The car?
Guys, question. I want to just go around the table, play a quick game about that hot chick, and specifically her tits pressing up against the glass.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play a game called I'd Hit That or I'd Quit That.
Okay. Oh, I'd hit that.
Wait, hold on. Am I an inmate?
Yes.
Okay, well, if I hit that, I would have to just jump over the fence, run over there,
James,
and hope I could...
You're technically a free man, but you are one of the inmates in that movie in your experience with her.
Wait, I'm technically... How am I a free man?
Steven.
Affirmative.
No, I'm just trying to get all the information here.
All right, that was a fun...
James,
that was a fun game.
All right, I would hit that.
Steven?
Yes.
Yes, what?
All right,
I would tap that.
That's not...
That's okay.
That was a fun game, Michael. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Steven.
Sorry. James, did you have any further thoughts? Besides your opinion that Luke had a pretty sweet gig.
Michael, can you say be cool about fire safety? Oh,
guys, you are so bad at this.
All right, Steven, you're just sitting there with a bowl full of beans.
I would you like some?
No. Are you going to eat them?
I have been.
Are you going to finish them?
I mean, probably.
No,
come on,
man,
get at them beans.
Don't, come on, you're going to... What'd you say?
I said get at them beans.
Anyways.
It's just annoying me.
So, I would like to talk a little bit about the imagery
of
Cool Hand Luke. The egg scene is where the Christian imagery, the heavy Christian imagery kicks into play. Yes.
Right after he eats 50
eggs. It's really obvious. The Jesus Christ pose with the arms outstretched, and he even has like a little loincloth on.
He's
or
got
whatever.
His feet crossed.
But Jesus ate 50 eggs for our sins, right?
Exactly.
Yes. I think that's how it went.
I think that's the message of
Corinthians.
The movie.
Corinthians.
And then they had to stab him to get all the eggs out with the spear.
Now, quick question. Remember.
Oh, yeah, because his belly was so
full.
Yeah,
his belly was so full. It's like, I better like that. Those are good eggs.
They had to pierce his side, and they're like, oh, man, those are still good. We can serve those for breakfast tomorrow. No, but it goes, there's a lot more that follows that. I have some notes here. Let me read. I think it's just shortly after that, they have the thunderstorm, and everyone freaks out for some reason because they're grown men that are scared of a thunderstorm. But Luke stands out in the rain. He calls out to God, saying that basically his life doesn't matter. Take me or not, just prove that you're there. Immediately in the next scene, his mother dies instead.
So, I've never thought that. That's a good point.
So while Luke obviously doesn't care about his own life, you know, he's taking the heads off of parking meters and going to jail. He obviously doesn't care. He's just along for the ride in his life. We have one very long scene of him interacting with his mother and her telling him that he was her favorite, basically. And they're obviously very close, and they have a very good relationship.
I found it odd that he referred to her by her name and not mom or mother. It made me question a couple of times, is this his mom? And then, you know, she would say something about being his mom, and I'd be like, yeah, but that's a little weird.
I'm not quite sure about that. It might be, you know, that's true. It might have been more of a thing back in the 60s as well. I'm not sure about that.
Maybe.
So then after he finds out about his mother's death, he then sings a song about the Virgin Mary and being assured that he won't go to hell. And all of a sudden this huge life-changing event changes his life, basically. And he...
Go figure.
All of a sudden he realizes that he does want to have his life back after all. And he wants to see the life on the other side of the fence. But first... more Jesus imagery. They put him in the robe, which is essentially the burial, right. The burial gown, and they put him in a box for maybe about 3 days. And then he
rose out. They opened it and they're like, where is he? Right.
Yeah. Actually, he's gone.
Well, they, yeah. And then he escaped.
They're like, where is he? And just like in the Bible, he tricks some kids into bringing him an axe. Mark 14, verse 7. He's like, hey, you kids want to see something funny? Give me some paprika, some chili pepper, and I'll turn your water into wine. And later, and he flew away.
You guys want to see?
He just flew.
That's in red letters in my Bible. You kids want to see something funny? Yeah. I'm going to come back in here to tell me all about it.
I really hope Jesus did that at some point. You kids want to see something cool? Boom!
He does a magic trick.
Yeah.
AKA a miracle.
I would just love it if the Bible had like some weird instances of like 20th century vernacular showing up. And
Sup.
And Jesus said upon to his disciples, can you dig it?
So
can you dig it? Yes, we can.
Oh, I can dig it.
I thought that through line of imagery was really cool.
It's really good. I didn't pick up on that.
I would like to say that while we were watching this movie, Michael and I both commented on our the pace of the movie. It's sort of like, Stephen, what you said with how it feels like not a ton happens. Like as the movie goes on, I became more and more invested. But at first, it felt like I was almost watching a piece of literature. As opposed to a film, which is why I asked you, Ryan, if this was based on pre-existing material.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was, correct?
Yes, there was a book. Okay.
Yeah, it just seemed like I was watching required reading in English class for high school.
Yeah, I can see that as well.
So
it kind of, you know, there is a continuous storyline, but it's like The Shawshank Redemption, it also has... especially in the first half of the movie, it's just like a series of smaller stories, little vignettes,
mm-hmm.
Which is definitely more like literature style. So, yeah. I agree.
But aside from that, I thought that the movie was also shot beautifully and was just really... I love Paul Newman too. I agree that I thought the performances were great.
Can we just say
great,
Paul Newman, such a cool guy.
He's such like, a cool seriously. Guy. He's I would hang cool out with Paul Newman.
In my mind, he's up there with he's Bill.
Just got where his, did that come from?
He's got a cool hand.
No, but like that name, I didn't understand.
Oh, someone there, gave when him they're the nickname.
When they're yeah. playing poker, he wins a whole bunch of money without really
cards.
Having anything, without even having good cards.
He just has a really good
and then they're
place.
Like, well, sometimes having nothing can be a pretty cool hand. Cool hand, Luke! And everybody started saying, cool hand, Luke! And then they kind of just devolved into this weird, it was sexy, but kind of gross at the same time.
Definitely some... You know, that's 60s style homoeroticism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did anyone else think it was weird when, what was the guy's name again? Not Luke.
Clarence,
like, he's like training him for the eggs, and he's like, oh, we gotta
stretch
that
belly
tummy out there. And
he's so, probably thinking of Lucille,
by the way.
Yeah, geez. I would not want to be in that bunk with 49 other guys the day after they saw Lucille or the night after.
Yeah, just geez. Like, every time a bed moved in that next scene, I was like, is that happening? Is that what's happening right now?
I want to give James and Michael minus 4 points each for cheating on the challenge, but I want to give
have
James.
Have we been cheating?
I was deliberately saying things. You're deliberately rewriting things.
And I want to give James 2 points back for his observations. So.
Sweet. Also, can I get points for this?
That's what was happening
in
all the bunks.
Would you like to explain to the audience
don't,
what you're seeing?
Don't tempt me. I will take away 10 points if you show me that again.
I drew something.
How
on
is
my,
he doing that
my,
with no it, hands on it?
That is skill. That is skill. He's got a thumbs up.
Michael, that's a pretty good point. Plus 2 points.
What's he doing with that other hand? Is it like
he's just little... he's that's just for support.
Oh, he's not simulating the prostate or anything.
Sorry, we can't show this to you guys. Maybe it'll be the thumbnail on our on our episode.
This is the new podcast
from under the cock.
Oh, thanks for giving it away.
What, you're drawing of a rooster?
Oh yeah, of course. Right.
Did anybody else think it's weird that he got a 2-year sentence for just like hitting? Like what's the?
I'm surprised
unless
he...
he's like had like a that's like the end of some drunken spree was just hitting the.
Well, that's the only charge that they really make a reference
that's
to.
That's true. I don't know.
Like, what I'm surprised is that they would send him out there for that because he's clearly in a more city sort of
urban
environment.
Area.
Yeah, place. More of an
he's in a,
he's
city,
in a
place.
City place. He's in an urban environment.
Oh, man, what are city places called again? Like cities?
Urbans.
Urbans.
But yeah,
that's
like,
what we call black
like
people.
Like you're destroying a public property.
I thought that's politically correct.
You're
term for them, right?
You're destroying public property in an urban environment, and they're like, well, I guess we'll give you community service, like
community.
Way out in the middle of community.
It's my favorite show.
Way out in the just middle of goddamn nowhere. So yeah, I thought that was weird that they would send him.
But
there,
like, what's the process like? Because this is the '60s. How do they know if you're drunk in the '60s? They find a guy. Other than, okay, take away.
We did have a beer bottle.
I know, but, like, what's the test? Like, I don't think breathalyzers existed.
Walk the line?
And you do the alphabet backwards?
You
I don't
sing
know if that
the
was a thing.
Backwards.
How does
still,
that?
They
Z?
Had, they had forensic science in the '60s. It's not
Z,
like that's...
Z-Y-X-W.
Not like that was just invented.
Well, I can't even do a backwards alphabet sober. So
okay,
yeah,
let's figure this out.
Z-T-S-R-Q-T-L-O-N-M-L-K... J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A.
Z-Y-X-W... Help me out here. Z-Y-X-W-V?
See, you would be drunk.
I think the point is just to...
U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K?
I think the point is just so the officer can gauge your response and your thinking process.
Can anybody help me
your
out?
Speech?
No. He doesn't get all the way back. He's drunk.
I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A.
I'm not going to do this.
No.
No, come on.
That doesn't count, Steven.
How about points for segue?
Maybe. I'll think about it. Any more
and
thoughts
the fact that
before
I did
we
it.
Before we rate it? General feelings about the movie?
So honestly, like up until the egg eating scene, I was actually very bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the egg eating after the egg eating extravaganza.
I think that's probably the most famous scene of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. When it starts, that's when it starts to like become more engaging, at least for me, the first time going through. Up until that point, I was kind of like, what's going on and why?
I agree. I think it was a little long.
I mean, I like the idea of, you know, the running story of you have a prisoner refusing to be broken by the system, you know, standing up to the inmates, standing up to the guards.
There's not really much of a system to break, though.
No, like, but I mean, there's like a respect-based hierarchy that he kind of
he does challenge it a little bit.
He just his thing is he never gives up. Yeah. He's either too ballsy or too stupid, you know.
Well, but then at the end, he does stay down when the warden hits him into the.
Yeah, but he still gets back up and
I know,
makes a
break
for it.
When he steals the car, but like I liked that little, you know, I guess the character low point, the guy who keeps getting back up, finally stayed down before ultimately rising up.
Well, what I liked was that the boxing scene between Drag and him was essentially a physical representation of the entire movie past that point.
Exactly.
Which it was a good character scene. Because everybody's cheering and everybody's having a good time, and then he just keeps getting up and doesn't know when to quit, and everybody stops cheering. Everybody's like, "Come on, man, just stay down." And it's like, "Oh, what's the point of doing that?" And I like that scene a lot, actually.
For a guy who was in the war, I would have expected him to have some fighting skills.
I think Clarence is just so much bigger and stronger than he is.
But I mean, he also could have worked in the mailroom.
at war.
Coast Guard.
He goes to work at war and sorts the mail.
Goes to work at war. Is that like on Facebook? Works at war.
Where do you, it's like, what's your forwarding address? Oh, just war. We're just at war.
We're at war.
Which war? You know damn well which war.
I wonder who has at war on Twitter. Or like war with the system. Like at war with the system.
We're at war.
Yeah, we
rock
are.
Podcast?
Far Rock Podcast.
At Far Rock Podcast.
We're at Foire Rock Podcast.
FUA Rock.
We're at Foire.
Foire Rock.
You can also email us, FUARock@gmail.com.
This isn't the end of the podcast.
Not plugs.
One other thing I just wanted to point out. Have you guys seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
It's been a long time, but yes.
No, I haven't.
I don't remember it, but yes.
There is a direct homage to the Man with No Eyes in that movie. There's... There's an officer chasing them for the entire movie, where he's just always wearing sunglasses and you never see his eyes.
When Clarence knocks that guy over and his sunglasses fall off, I found myself into the movie
because
I was like,
eyes?
Show me your face, and you never get to see his face still.
I thought that was a really good moment without even seeing the eyes though. Yep. Just like
him. He's like,
see a thing without my glasses.
He made him powerless. He made him powerless by taking off his glasses. I thought that was really cool.
And they ran him over.
Well made scene.
The glasses, not the person. Cool.
What if they were prescription sunglasses? He was wearing them in the middle of the night. So, he was always wearing them in the middle of the night.
Do you think Luke really wanted to die at the end?
I think he got to the point where he would have accepted it. I don't know if he said, went through his head. It's like, I'm okay with dying right now, but he probably was at that point, and I think that's why he opened the window, is just because, like, what we have here is a case of miscommunication or something
what?
Like that.
You open the window and you let the jailbird out.
Astute point.
Would you not use that to describe Luke?
I agree. You know, he went to the window with his usual confidence and swagger, but then when he gets shot, It's a look of surprise and shock on his face, like he can't believe this is happening to him.
Yeah, it was. His countenance changes immediately. Mm-hmm.
What am I being?
What, they have guns?
What am I being, guys?
Forget this.
You're being a Mighty Duck.
Yes. Crushed it.
I don't think. Was that part of the challenge?
He has his own bingo sheet that he made up.
I'm just doing.
You know what I would love to watch again for this podcast? Mighty Ducks. One and two.
I watched a bit of that on ABC the other week. Very 90s. Ryan wouldn't like it.
Sorry? Say again?
Mighty Ducks.
I said it's very 90s.
I remember liking Mighty Ducks.
I've had.
Vaguely.
Yeah. I've had it. I haven't watched it in forever. So what about the impact that Luke has on his cellmates? Like, they seem to be pretty good friends, but definitely after they've met Luke, they seem to be a much tighter-knit group, would you say?
They're all just a bunch of jailbirds, Steven.
Trying to get free? Not really. Trying to do their time.
You know what it reminded me of? And this is jailbirds? Because of the movies that I watch. Like, this is still a good movie, but it's definitely... It's just comparable in some ways, I guess. Holes.
Yes. I was thinking about that a lot. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Except instead of digging holes, they were just...
Jailbirds.
They were just... Taking up good day, Bosh. Taking up good day, Bosh.
Whacking weeds.
Whacking weeds, among other things.
And they were just jailbirds. Luke does dig a large hole.
He digs several times.
You see, yeah. I thought that they were going to kill him then, because I was like, oh my gosh, they're making him dig his own grave.
Yeah, he kind of falls back.
That would be insane if that's what happened.
Like the clown posse.
Would you say that that's the point where he, that you could say if he were being
it's the first
compared
only...
to Jesus, like that would be his death in a sense?
Because
he also succumbs in so many ways.
He's succumbing all over the place.
I don't know. The egg scene is more comparable just because he's like lying on a wooden table in a loincloth. Yeah. But,
I will eat these eggs for your sins.
I did want to ask you guys, too, if you thought that they had really broken Luke.
And the grave digging scene?
Says
I think so.
He says that they broke him.
That's the one and only time he begs.
And yet it doesn't take him long to escape again.
Well, he always gets back up.
Well, I think that like maybe he was broken in a sense and then realized that he could play...
He could
continue.
That he could play that instance as though he were, God damn it, Michael, you threw me up. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that I think that minus he probably Michael. Was broken.
That was actually technical difficulty. My hand accidentally turned that on.
He was broken, but then he found a way to play it up. And like, and become all submissive, and then just take advantage of it.
See, I think I would argue that he actually wasn't broken for the same reasons. But
he does kind of gain.
It can
their
be
trust.
Interpreted either way.
I don't know. Seemed like a definite low point to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he was
absolutely
broken.
It was.
I definitely think he was broken because, I mean, he was probably going to escape anyways, but I see that as emotional fuel for his next escape.
He was broken until the cows come home.
It's okay to feel a little broken.
Wouldn't you say that, Stephen? Wouldn't you?
Everybody's broken in this life. Tangents.
Let's rate it.
Okay.
I'll go first. I do agree. A little slow at the beginning. And definitely kind of an old... literatural style of filmmaking, like a lot of things back in the 60s were. But I found I really enjoyed it in spite of or even because of that stuff. And I still thought, you know, Paul Newman is so great and a really good supporting cast around him. And a compelling tale overall, I guess. I'm going to give it a-.
I didn't love it. I was kind of bored for a lot of it. I couldn't get into it except for a couple moments. About the last 25 minutes I liked a lot. I liked the egg eating scene, and I liked Luke continually getting back up during the boxing match. The actual end of the movie also didn't love. And I compare it to Shawshank, like the whole time I'm watching, I'm just sitting there in my mind. That's the definitive prison movie.
One was a good 30 years before Shawshank.
Though. I know, but it's still, I saw Shawshank first, so it's hard not to compare them.
That's fair.
So this one, it's a good movie. To me, not a great movie. I'm going to give it a C+.
Ooh, that's a little harsh. I'll go next.
It's above average.
Yeah.
What's the matter with
you? Like I was saying, it's you know, what's going for it. I really was, the visuals really did a great job of getting into this dusty world that they live in. Great acting, but I don't know. I just don't feel sorry for him. Not too much happened. Ryan, you have a good point with the Christ-like imagery. I didn't pick up on that, but that does add a little bit of a, not a little bit, a pretty good layer to Luke's character. But I don't know, like a Christ-like figure should have had more of like an impact on everyone to show him, like, to just say something like, I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
You didn't fall for anything I tried to do.
Well, that's because you were way too obvious at first. Come on. Let's get
that
him.
Wasn't.
Let's get him.
That shining. Wasn't. Wait, no. He was the obvious one?
Actually, you were pretty obvious, but I'm trying to get Michael.
Was I?
Come on. I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
That's the word, right?
That's what he was trying to say.
Shining, shimmering, splenda.
It's a song about artificial sugar, right?
Why have they not used that ad campaign?
Yeah, seriously.
That's too genius. We should.
You know what, Steven? So if you say I'd hit that, I will finish that line.
Minus two more points, Michael.
Yeah, anyways, I'm going to give this movie a B minus. If it just had a little bit more to it and I could feel sorry more for Luke, it would have gotten itself up to probably an A. But it didn't, so it doesn't.
Okay. Jooms.
So, this movie was good. I liked it. After the eggs, yeah, thank you. After the
plus 100 points,
yeah.
Look at that genuine.
I enjoyed it after the egg scene. Before that, it was like the very very cold opening where he's decapitating, as he said, those parking meters. I was like, okay, this is interesting. You know, like this. Feels like it's going to build up into something really, really cool. And at first, it kind of let me down, but then it started building back up. As I mentioned, I really enjoyed the boxing scene because it's a literal representation of the whole movie up until the end. And I feel like there were a lot of really good moments, especially with Paul Newman's, as far as Paul Newman's acting was concerned. But there were a few parts where it lulled for me, particularly the scene with his mom. But aside from that,
what do you think he was thinking after his mom died? Just all that abandonment.
Oh, I'm so desperately lonely. Probably that.
Wow, that's sad.
Probably that exactly. Kind of like Mo from The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly like that.
I wish you had just said that instead.
He probably felt like Mo from The Simpsons.
Like serving alcohol?
Sorry, did you score it?
Yeah. I will give it I'll give it a B minus.
All right, Michael.
Why the back of
the reverse hand.
I already feel weird enough about high fiving with my left hand and then you just flip yours.
Why do you feel weird about it? Why can't you high five with
I
your
wanted
right hand,
both
Steven?
Of our left hands to be involved in this. Okay. And he swings the other way, so.
Steven, why can't you high-five like a normal
person?
I'm broken. I don't think you can high-five like a normal person because you don't have the ability to play along.
You know what? It's kind of like...
You're so anti-conformist, Steven, and it's annoying.
My motto is make everybody feel included. What's a motto, you may ask?
A motto is like a thing that you say a lot. Multiple times, probably. Maybe daily.
Oh, sorry, James.
You know what you're awful about?
wait, Michael, sorry. Before you continue, tell us our aggregate score.
I'm filibustering.
No. Michael?
It's a B minus.
Put on your tennis shoes.
It's a B minus.
Okay. Now I will give you guys 5 minutes now to try and garner as many extra points as you can. Go.
Okay.
James?
Yes.
I can show you the world.
You can.
Shining shim, no, nothing.
Splendid. You know, we've gone over this already.
Yeah.
Michael,
be cool about fire safety.
All right. Okay, you know what?
This is so stupid. This is so stupid.
Steven, but, seriously, who is your favorite Adventure Time character?
Hold on.
My
James.
Favorite Avenger would be Iron Man.
All right, that's James, a good, that's a valid James. Point, yes.
You don't have a girlfriend in your life. How do you feel?
Like Mo from The Simpsons.
How would you describe that thought process, though?
That thought process?
Get at them beans.
I don't know. So I don't. Stupid. I don't know. You should filibuster this,
there's
Ryan.
So little subtlety going
you should
on
filibuster
here.
Your
just
own.
How do you feel?
I'm so desperately lonely. Does he get
so
more points
I can,
if I ham it
I
up?
I can get multiple points by hitting the same like spot.
I mean, you quack, get more quack. Points for filling out rows and columns. But
what are they all in this?
Michael,
movie?
Would you like a snack? Michael, would you? Like... I'm not gonna do.
Oh,
that.
They're that pilot from the from no, the adventure.
If you want more points,
the
there you have
adventures.
To follow through with it.
Oh,
remember the pilot, the seagull that they ride on.
That's why I brought the bananas.
The what?
The rescuers. That was it. The rescuers. You know that bird from the rescuers.
The eagle.
Yeah.
The albatross.
No, was it an albatross?
It was an albatross.
Okay. You're that. That's what you're doing.
No.
He's albatrossing?
I'm being let free from prison because before...
Jailhouse Rock.
That actually works.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, shut up.
I don't
damn
know.
It.
I'm not sure what he's talking
is
about.
Is Jailhouse Rock different from Schoolhouse Rock?
Barely.
Yeah, not there's not.
I think it was ripping off. I think Jailhouse Rock ripped off Schoolhouse Rock.
Who remembers the
which in turn ripped off School of Rock? Huh?
Do you remember the preamble? Did y'all memorize the
I
preamble
just remember,
from that?
I'm just a bill. Just oh, a I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Yeah.
I like that one. It's a good song.
Hey, guys, let's name all the types of comedy, shall we?
This what? Doesn't seem like a very fun game.
No.
No, all the types of, like, there's stand-up. There's physical comedy. There's romantic comedy.
Comedy Central.
It's Comedy Central.
There's Adam Sandler comedies. There's Ben Stiller comedies. Sometimes Ben Stiller does comedies with other people. Like,
there's the Three
yeah.
Stooges.
Yeah.
Like what, Meet the Fockers
that.
Comedy.
Slapstick.
Stick slap.
Wait, no, what was it?
Slapstick.
Is that really a
slapstick
term?
Comedy.
Yeah.
It is.
Guys, was
I've never heard that before.
Was there a... I want to say there was a Calvin and Hobbes where they were parodying Cool Hand Luke. Except I haven't read Calvin and Hobbes since I lived in Texas, probably.
God, I love Calvin and Hobbes.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you? Do you, punk?
Yeah.
Maybe we should move on.
I think your time is up. I'm going to tally points. Oh, and we have some final challenges here. Michael, I think you succeeded in making sure Steven never talked about his broken hand. So I'm going to give you that
no,
one.
He totally
no,
talked
I did.
About
I was like,
no,
I
cut him off before
he
got
cut
into
him,
it.
He cut him
no,
off.
I was referencing.
Mentioned,
I was
you
like,
mentioned
I have
cast.
To use my left hand.
You mentioned cast. You never mentioned your broken hand.
I'm going to give it
oh,
to
him.
Oh,
is it literally the phrase
did,
broken hand?
He did what I wanted him to.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Okay.
Talking about the cast of Friends,
if
apparently.
If it's literally the phrase broken hand, then I'd say he's got that.
Steven, you did offer a snack, but you didn't do it well enough. Like, I'm going to give you the square. I don't know if I want to give you multiple points for it, though.
In my in
because you made James's I was trying to get you to make James's job harder of making sure that Michael doesn't eat anything for the podcast duration.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was like, "Don't you dare get at them beans!" And then you said, "Get at them beans."
Yeah,
thank you for taking pity on me.
Yeah, Michael and James cheated like crazy, so I took off points accordingly for that.
See, you never stated rules ahead of time of what we could and couldn't do, how far we could or could not go to get the other person to do the thing.
I assumed that you would do what was best for the entertainment, the quality.
Oh,
of the
you
podcast.
Assume way yeah, wrong.
Yeah, I read this.
You don't like propose a game without giving all the rules.
I don't know. I interpret this as like Bon Jovi when I did the Bon Jovi challenge, where you get more points for how subtly you slip it in.
That's
the game I was
exactly.
going.
Exactly.
That's rape.
You were very close to getting me a point like 2 minutes ago. I looked right at Ryan.
Wait, which one?
Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh,
I was so mm-hmm. close to getting that just then. I don't know if they ever did a Cool Hand Luke parody.
So, Steven, you had -2 going into the challenge. You got the 5 free points for my column, and you got... 10 points
for a column.
No, I'm sorry, 10 points for a column. And you got 2 additional points for offering Michael a snack. That is literally all you got.
I was very close to getting... I'd like to point out, I was trying to look at this as little as possible so people wouldn't know when I was going for a thing. I looked at you, and I was trying to get you to what was it? Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was supposed to get James in on that. So I was trying to play reverse psychology to be like, come on, James, let's get Michael. But it was really Michael. So my reverse psychology backfired, which was a good strategy if it had worked.
Your other challenge was to get Michael to say, I want to make out with all of you, which I thought he would have just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, welcome to Far. I want to make out with all of you.
You didn't get any of James's column. Your Cool Hand Luke quote was, what we have here is failure to communicate, which you did almost
so
get.
Close. He did that on his own.
Yeah, he said, what we have here, and then he stopped.
Yeah. Did you
I
know?
Did.
Yes,
yeah, you
did.
Said.
I didn't stop. I said it.
No, you didn't.
No, you
Why
said.
Are you flipping us off.
I didn't. No, I said it.
He said it. I say, we give me the point.
No.
No, I know he didn't.
Wait. Okay.
The phrase, you had to say, what we have here is a failure to communicate, and I think you said something along the lines of.
You said, no, you said, what we have here, and then you just stopped.
No, he said miscommunication. He said a different, he said like a synonym, and I was like,
I don't remember that.
So close.
Your second James challenge was to get him to incorrectly sing the alphabet song, which you looked at me like you had gotten it, even though he was not singing a song at all.
That's the most incorrect way to do a song there is.
That's the only one not.
Again, that's not the point of the challenge.
Incorrect be like if he sang it in the tune of like a completely different song?
Or out of order, you know, just, I don't know.
Just get him drunk.
He did it in order, but he didn't sing the song. It's a two-part process, but okay.
And then your final one was to get James to say Calvin and Hobbes was the shit. I was looking for
so close. I totally would have said that too.
Exactly.
Just like I would have said that I want to
make out with all of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James... you didn't get any of your Steven column in turn, so you guys are kindred spirits. You tried to get him to say, what's a motto with you? You cheated trying to get him to say that one.
I cheated trying to get anybody to say anything.
Get him to name his favorite Adventure Time character again. You were so obvious about that. And then Until the Cows Come Home, which you were less obvious about that
I think
one.
You just said...
Until the...
I've never heard
again,
that phrase
really?
Before, so y'all would have never gotten me to say that.
You got
and I was
column.
Trying to help you by saying like crows and claws.
I was like, we're on the right track.
And you got all of Michael's column. Be cool about fire safety.
Cool about fire safety.
Get at them beans and then make sure he doesn't eat. So
it
would have
been easier to do only you can prevent forest fires.
You get 20 points for a total of 18.
That's actually way more than I thought I was going to get.
Well, everyone gets 10 automatically. So.
I know it's still more than I thought I was going to get. I knew I was starting off with 10.
Michael, you're sitting at -5. You got my column and James's column, so that's 20. That'll put you at 15. You also got a row. You got the bottom row for 5, so that's 20. And you also got an additional point for getting James Sam so desperately lonely twice. So... In spite of my best efforts, you walk away with 21 points and win the game.
Now, I would like to point out that Jailbird is the name of a Kurt Vonnegut novel, as is Slapstick.
Okay, sure. You can have two
no,
more
no,
points.
No, no, no. I didn't get points for those. I was trying to get James to say them.
Oh,
I got right. you to say Slapstick, but that's why I was so desperately trying to get people to say Jailbird. And Steven, you suck for not saying I'd hit that.
You guys are just way too obvious.
And I got you to say the quote that I needed you to say. Sometimes that? Nothing can be one cool hand.
I thought that was pretty funny.
How would I ever say that? How would you convince me to say that?
Because it's from the movie.
We were talking about the scene.
I only have one hand, and it is not cool at all. That is the farthest
on,
thing from the
on.
Truth right now.
Am I the only one who didn't have anything related to the actual movie except for the name of the movie?
Except
on my...
for Ryan's
no,
poem?
Get at Them Beans is from the movie.
Oh, is it?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
They do eat a lot of beans and cornbread.
All right, man.
But for them,
get at them beans.
But in the movie, it was get at them beans because the character nicknamed Beans.
From
he was like
Even Stevens.
Bacon?
Yeah. Yeah.
That kid did not age well.
So Michael wins, but really Steven wins because he is.
Because I was a master at just in my efforts, just subtly slipping them into the conversation. Right, Ryan?
I think you were last place.
Because like I had great segues, and I think you should throw me
a
couple pity points.
You were by far in last place.
Just like Steven.
You were by far in last place.
You were like a ninja with those segues.
On the one that you couldn't lose. Can I, you lost.
Exactly.
Steven, what's your pick going to be for the final week of cycle six.
So, considering we went on a break, I think before this cycle began, it's been a while since I had a pick. You could say I haven't had a pick in the first time in forever. We're watching Frozen for the first time in forever.
Michael, are you still wearing those long underwear?
Yeah.
I was about to say long underwears.
Long underwears.
Just because it's fun to say it that way. Long underwears.
So, yeah. I have not seen Frozen.
We the rest of us have because we're not okay. living under a rock. That's I meant that condescendingly, but it didn't work because that's our whole premise.
I have a lot of mixed feelings going into watching this movie, but
I completely understand.
I will sit through it and I will give an honest and unbiased opinion on the end. So
it will be fun. I've shown it to I don't want to ruin the movie. I'll save that for next week.
Frozen's the shit. Does that count?
Nope.
Thank you for joining us.
If you want to talk to us about Frozen, write us in fuarock@gmail.com or tweet us at fuarockpodcast.
Ooh, I hope we get some good ones because this is a really popular movie right now.
I hope we get none. Except unless it's from a Nigerian prince.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I hope we get more emails from that really nice Nigerian prince that needs our help.
Or that guy who said urgent. Thank you.
Steven, anything going on with Hyperdrive?
I believe it's Hooper Droof.
Hand's still broken, so
Michael, we've
already scored.
Hand's still broken, so no skits for a couple more weeks, but we're doing vlogs and I'm doing edits and tutorials and I'm thinking of doing commentary on our existing videos, but I need you guys to tell me which videos or tutorials you want us to do. So if there's a video that you think is hilarious, we can talk about what went on behind the scenes of it.
Wait, a Hyperdrive video or just any video?
Let's do any video. let's do commentary on just any video as if we were the creators.
That'd be great.
All right?
I want to know what happened behind the scenes of the shoot of the music video for Smell Yo Dick.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
If we get a fan request.
Well, James is here as an expert on what happened behind the scenes. He did his thesis on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He has a great illustration for us, actually.
I was just looking down at my own dick, and I was just like, yeah, you know, that one, that probably doesn't smell that great. And then I was just like, you know,
That would be a great premise for a music video. Let's go around
video.
The table for one
I
last
think
roll
if
call.
If it was like 5 in the morning and this guy came home like late at night.
If you suspect him of cheating?
Significant other suspects this guy
that's
of cheating.
That's going to do it for this. This week's episode of From Under a Rock. Let's go around the table for one last roll call.
I'm Steven.
I'm Jooms McDoodles.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Michael Ornelas.
And thank you once again for joining us for another episode of
From Under a Rock.
No, but like, it is a really efficient way.
She suspects him of infidelity.
Yeah.
It's
she takes a whiff,
like,
and if she smells another girl's
on it, exactly.
Then perhaps he was unfaithful.
And I think that, like, what it really speaks volumes to just the rampant infidelity we have in our culture today.
Yeah, it's just kind of become, like, commonplace.
It's disgusting.
I'm
it's
cheating
awful.
On my girlfriend all the time.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And it's society's fault.
At least, man, it, like, carries some...
Whoa, what the heck happened? You should have just edited that out.